Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Lighthouse Prophecy. You can access this on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But we want to talk about it because, you know, quite often you'll see where God speaks a word in a generation, during a time, and we mess it up. You know, we mess it up, or something happens, or the enemy comes in and tries to stop it. Israel, for example, I mean, look at all the times, you know, God has spoken over Israel, and the enemy tries to come in. They're just trying to stop it now.
Right.
But it's not going to happen. But we can have confidence in that, knowing that, you know, if God said it, it's going to happen. God's going to do it. Mm-hmm. And the Lighthouse Prophecy is so interesting, because remember, right after our leaders came in from around the nation, we gathered together, and we're just... God's encouraging us with his presence. Powerful, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
Man. But talking about the Lighthouse Prophecy and breaking down how we see us in part of that and others as well. We see others as well. And coming right into the gathering on Sunday, of all the things, was the Five Flags and the Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
It had been there the whole time.
It'd been there, but we didn't have eyes to see.
Not a clue, no. Yeah.
We did not have eyes to see until we saw that. And just from our own experience. And so we want to share with you some of the things about the Lighthouse Prophecy. And you can get this on the VFN at Torch. But it was given sometime back, I believe, and the original time was given, I'm not sure, but it was reiterated in 1994.
I believe this one was given to.
Okay, Paul Keith Davis, which they were real close, Bob Jones and I think a spiritual son. But in North Korea, South Korea, there is a prayer mountain that many South Koreans, Christians, go up and they just pray 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, a million.
And since that prayer has begin to birth in the world, and one area, of course, is IHOP, International House of Prayer, Kansas City, what God has done through Mike Bickle, but also it was Bob Jones that actually gave that word to encourage Mike in that direction. But he spoke this word, obviously, in the presence of Paul Keith Davis, too. And now you can see why Paul is bringing it back up again, because this is family. And so this prayer mountain is not only in South Korea, but it's moving, it's spreading throughout the world. But specifically, it was said in this particular prophetic word that it was going to move to the prayer. This is what it says. It's going to transfer, I guess, from South Korea. It's going to transfer prayer mountain to Pensacola, Florida. Is that not wild?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that not wild? So you're looking at 24-hour prayer, and God's probably about 5 years now. We've been, you know, what does that look like? You know, we had the 15 minutes down. We had the, you know, intense, you know, vigil for an hour or two. Mm-hmm. But since then, we've been, you know, trying to mature in what's it like to pray for 24 hours. And by God's grace, you know, we're learning and growing and maturing in that. But now, because he's trained us up in that, I can totally see how the methodology and the wisdom that God's revealed to us coming through the lineage of what God has done in South Korea and what God has spoke out through Bob Jones, through Mike Bickle, through Paul Keith Davis. And then we walked out this wisdom, you know, and that means, you know, sometimes you miss it. Sometimes you get, and you're kind of just perfecting, you know, what God's saying. And, I mean, for 5 years now, we've kept a torch burning for 24 hours on Mondays. And somebody says, when are you going to go to another day? And you think all you have to do is do that six more times and you got 24/7 prayer. Mm-hmm. But that's a big.
That's right.
That's huge. Know, I mean, if you just want to say you're praying, it's not.
Right.
But if you really want to see, and we have so many prayers being answered. We had to come up with ways to make sure that we recognize God answering them.
Yeah.
For example, all these missiles being uncovered, these bombs being uncovered, it was 40 missiles, 200 landmines, hundreds of thousands of ammo that was just uncovered by the Israeli Navy that they're talking about and the prime minister is standing in front of. But we've been praying specifically, God, uncover any bombs, and reveal them, the strategies, and these are answered specific prayers to us, mm-hmm. which can stop, by the way, you know, a word that was spoken about Iran could be going to war and, you know, watch Iran in February and March by Chuck Pierce.
That's right.
And you can stop because you're thinking about what Bob Jones talked about. I believe it was Bob Jones. Well, no, what one of his sons talked about when they were honoring Bob Jones was during the time of President Bill Clinton, God showed them that somebody was going to try to hurt our president, President Bill Clinton. So they began to pray against that. And it obviously he wasn't hurt.
Right.
And so God reveals things to us. And I believe, I can't help but this know, that is just so, you know, and a direct, I mean, who prays when God tells you, I want you to pray that every bomb, every attempt, every attack, you know, list these different things that they would be totally uncovered and revealed and dealt with. And that's exactly what's going on.
Exactly what happened.
And so we're seeing this happen. Now imagine now an entire, your entire city doing that. Think about it. Because it says, you know, in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, he says there's these bowls. Imagine these big bowls that are before the throne of God. And he said they're filled with something. This is what he said they're filled with. They're filled with the prayers of the saints.
Hmm.
Think about it. So when you're praying, God is putting that prayer in these bowls, and he's going to pour that, the prayers of the saints, he's going to pour that back over the earth. And he's going to pour it over you. I mean, there's times I can just feel the, I can even feel it now. I can feel the presence of the Lord while I'm talking to you right now. This is God. And so that he'll pour that back over your city. He'll pour that back over your church gathering. He'll pour that back over, you know, what you're doing in obedience to him. And God's showing me one way to be a part of what he's wanting to reestablish here. We've been walking out where everybody can participate. It's not just, you know, whatever. And I can see where what he's shown us can unfold on a mass scale.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can impart that wisdom to other cities and other regions that want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is constant, nonstop, nonpartisan, if you would, you know, religious, but biblical scriptural prayer being released. And he says it's a fragrant offering going up before God. So you have this fragrance coming out. And imagine all of a sudden the church just begins 24/7, not where you're praying for 24 hours, but maybe you just pray for an hour. Maybe you pray for, you know, 3 hours or something like that. And then you just turn it off to some once a week. And then you hand the watch off to someone else and then they take over. That's kind of how it's always worked. And then that fragrance just coming off of your city, think about it, just continually. And God just goes, I'm pleased with that city.
Hmm.
And you pray. You know, in our particular areas that we are at, all, you know, different areas of the nation, but just, for example, like in the area of where VFN TV studios are at, we pray for the local government. We pray for county commissioners by name. We pray for city council by name. We pray for school board by name. We pray for the governor. We pray for the sheriff by name. We pray for the chief of police by name. We pray for the church in the area, the whole church, you know, all the different parts of it, because you have one church in your city. And of course, that's for the local aspect of it. And of course, we pray national as well and pray for our president. But think about that. How that means that your leaders are being covered in prayer, which helps them hear more clearly what God wants for your city.
That's right.
Instead of just criticizing your leaders, pray for them.
Including, I mean, governors and the president. We've been praying for the president for over 5 years, which is so important. You got to pray for your president.
Yeah, and he says this is pleasing to God. And so we're seeing this Lighthouse prophecy that, you know, wow. You know, it's really, really doable, and everybody doesn't have to learn how to play an instrument.
Right.
Right. How long do you got to play this music? You know, my fingers are bleeding, you know. That really happened. And so then, you know, Yolanda Dupree, she's 75 years old. She's a German. You're probably listening. Hello, Yolanda. She is one of our viewers. She is a look me up. I'm going to be in Pensacola at Steve Hill's memorial service on Friday. If you see me, pull me aside. I would like to be able to talk with you. But she is a Christian, Jewish, Messianic Jew, German Holocaust survivor.
Hmm.
And God, she's praying, she's an intercessor, and she's praying, and God shows her that this area that they're wanting to move the prayer mountain to, that God's saying he is going to move the prayer mountain to, where the studios are, where God told us this is where I want you to be, is the womb of America. Because I mean, until God spoke to me about staying, he encouraged me with a lot of different words. And this is one thing that he said about the area. So he's wanting to birth in America 24/7 prayer. But when you want to birth something, it's going to happen in a womb. It's going to happen. You know, God's going to form it. And it doesn't look like what it's going to be, but it comes eventually. It'll birth into something.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, people say that doesn't look like it's in development.
It's maturing.
It's maturing. God's spirit is just moving over it, you know, but it's God that Absolutely. Gives life to things. And so that was very exciting to be able to hear that. And and also when she was coming back, she was going to Church of His Presence in Alabama, and they were coming back, his brother Kilpatrick, John Kilpatrick's church, and she was coming back to Pensacola, and they were pulling off into a restaurant, and she was in the back, and they were giving her a ride. And she said she's about to get out of the back seat, and all of a sudden the presence of God just came over. If you know intercessors, you know, give them a moment. All of a sudden, the presence of God is just interceding. Their spirit is just crying out. And specifically, the Lord told her as she was right at that one moment, she says that he was going to establish, he says, I'm going to establish my fire mountain here. What he told her, my fire mountain. Fuego. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why not? Mm. Right?
Hey, come Woo! On.
I'm excited. You excited? And it's like, whoa, this is exciting. Because you have to understand, we're talking to the creator of the universe when you pray, who answers prayer through his son, who will just transform a world, which will bring in a harvest of a billion souls. And he's just good. It's God communing with his people, us communing with him. That's what we're talking about. And it's very exciting. Why the whole church is being blessed and encouraged in the context of that. And then it goes on in the Lighthouse Prophecy, you know, talking about that he says, I was told, and this is the prophecy being given, I was told that this outpouring produced repentance. It was an outpouring coming, produced repentance leading to true godly righteousness will produce the power of evangelism. The Lord said he wants to restore the lighthouse, lighthouse in Pensacola area, bringing sanctifying light to leadership. It is actually an invitation or an opportunity for the Pensacola region to restore the lighthouse and produce a great light that will begin a move of God that will eventually cover the entire nation. And if you know Pensacola, and I don't know, give a big shout out to Brett and Sharon up in Denver right now. Very specifically, Pensacola's Naval Air Station, you know, the cradle of Navy aviation, and the ships would come in. We had the lighthouse. The lighthouse, and Brett and Sharon actually proposed right there at the lighthouse, and you know, God just did this prophetic thing with them out there, and in the midst of revival, when John and I and Jason, who's probably listening now, coming down from Oklahoma, and Kechara and Donna, and we served the whole church across the world, right? Food, protection from the sun and umbrellas and chairs and all that for hours during the day, all day long. And, but we did it out of a concession that was called the lighthouse. That's right. It was called the Lighthouse, which, you know me with names, doesn't matter. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Right. And a prophet, somebody speaks, I don't know if it's a prophet or not, but somebody spoke prophetically and just gave an utterance and said, it's the Lighthouse. I'm like, okay, great. Print it. Mm-hmm. Let's go. And
that's
how it goes, right?
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
My Pat's got a slide rolled out. No, it has to look a certain way. That's why he does it all right. He gets it in order. Okay. So we're looking, it's like, my goodness, we were in the lighthouse, in the city of the lighthouse, where the prayer mountain's going to move to. And Young Yi Cho prophesied about a fire burning from Pensacola to, Church of His Presence. I don't know. You think about the fire in between. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you going to do, God? What you going to do, God, in the womb, right? And so It's exciting. I just want to build your confidence and just build your faith up that God's got good plans in store for you. And so then he talked about shipwrecks. He talked about that there's been some shipwrecks. So this prophecy says, however, vandals who enter the lighthouse and vandalize, enter the lighthouse and vandalize the entire lighthouse, destroying the lights and causing great damage to the lighthouse, though it had kept ships from wrecking previously, now shipwrecks were happening all over the area. These shipwrecks are ships of state, church leadership, leaderships that are actually wrecking and crashing and all that. And so, in other words, it was all going in this right direction. And then all of a sudden, they said these vandals come in and they stop the direction. Right?
Watch out for them vandals.
It's just, you just don't want, you just like, you're like, it passed like, vandal. I'm like, no, no, no. You just couldn't be, right?
Right.
And then also I got graffiti across, but you know, that's a vandal.
That's a
you
vandal.
Sure? Let's just get this off. We could do this again. They said they're sorry. And so he says a battleship. And what's encouraging that when the first day that we launched in the area where the prayer mountain is supposed to be moved to, fire mountain is supposed to be moved to, when God told us to be there, not in Texas, he says, I'm going to do something here. I'm going to shift everything there. The night before we stepped out on television to broadcast in that area, which is what, 1.4 million homes are
viewers,
potential viewers. Is he showed me in a battleship. I mean, he took me in this vision, and he had this. I was on the battleship, and it was patrolling up and down the Gulf Coast. It was patrolling up and down the Gulf Coast, and I'm not into that, but I was into that. I was on it, and all of a sudden, these gunboats. This is the vision. All these gunboats, and I was on something like the USS Alabama for anybody in the area. Those battleships that had those 255 calibers maybe on them. And you can swing them around anyway. And so we're barreling along on the Gulf Coast, and these gunboats, these enemy gunboats, and it's a small, you know, terrorist looking gunboat type thing, comes barreling up on the shore and starts shooting at the people that's on the shore. And we'd already passed that area already. And so so our guns are pointed this way, and we're going that way, and the thing's happening behind us. This is a vision. You know, I'm just telling you what the Lord said. Then all of a sudden, we immediately took those big guns and we swung them to the back like this and pointed at that thing and went, boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
And just blew it out of the water, you know, and made the people safe, even though he showed me some other things. We've got, listen, the enemy has bad plans. God has good plans. God will thwart the plans of the enemy if we do what he says. We have so much to be able to share with you on this Lighthouse Prophecy. It's going to really encourage you. Because we're going to talk to you that God, this is not a good idea. This is a God idea.
That's right.
This
right.
is not what we would be doing.
No.
But we wanted to do what God said do, and this is what he said to do. And the day before we launched what we're talking to you right now on Christian Television Network, VFN TV and Data Radio program, he showed that it's a battleship, a spiritual battleship now, being able to deal with the second heaven strategies, Ephesians 6:12. Listen, this is exciting. Make sure that you join in. Partner with VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Understand that we are standing up for God and country in that order and for Israel. This is so important. God's got good plans. If we'll follow him, he'll birth something so awesome in this nation that we'll never look back. 1 billion souls that God's speaking coming into the harvest. We've been talking about the Lighthouse Prophecy in an earlier program. You got to catch it. This is kind of, we're going to continue it. It's probably going to take the entire program to talk about. We found out we just can't squeeze it in.
No.
But since it's really encouraging us. Yeah, you've been encouraged?
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
And we want to talk about it because the Lighthouse Prophecy is a prophecy that was given by Bob Jones, who just recently, within 30 days, these two generals have gone to be with the Lord. Bob Jones had given this over the Pensacola region, the Gulf Coast region, and Paul Keith Davis, which I believe is a spiritual son of either way family. With Bob Jones and reiterated this word and loosed it again. And so we were like, when God called, this is, no, I want the studios to be in Pensacola. We're shocked because we were in Texas. We were in our hearts. We're like, we're going to be in Texas. And as soon as we did, you know, actually, Brother John Kilpatrick, my spiritual father, gave a word. And this is what he said. The word was that, you're not going to have to move because I'm going to move there. I'm going to shift everything. I'm going to shift things there. And so the Holy Spirit is going to shift it. And it had to be shift for because of the vandals and the things that have been happening, as he talks about in the Word. And as we're walking out of the studio after speaking on convergence, we're speaking on convergence and walking. And as soon as I touched the door handle of the studio about to head out, God shifted everything. And it became a totally different place. It was amazing. Everything shifted everything. And we knew that that's what God wanted. And from then on, we just seen just, you know, major things take place. And we've talked about them. You can hear them on, go to the prophetic area of what we do on VFNTV.com and find out. Prophecy is, you know, what God's sharing with us. We're sharing it with you, but you're seeing it happen. God's involved in our daily life. And he's talking about things. And we've seen some pretty serious things take place since we said, yes, this is where we want to go. And so this word was spoken out over the Pensacola area, and specifically the prayer mountain that was established by Young-Yi Cho in South Korea is going to be moving to Pensacola is what the word was. Mm-hmm. And we talked about some of that. You got to hear the whole word. We don't want to repeat that, but we're talking about the prophetic word. We're reading it and we're kind of seeing, like, since we had been in that region, in that city and experienced so many things that we can kind of, some people say, you know, what is this person talking about New York City, for example? They've never been to New York City. Right. They don't know what it's like to be in New York City. They're not a New Yorker. But if somebody in New York who's rode the subways, who's gone to the schools, who's lived there, they can. You want to listen to that person because they know that they actually been through all that.
Yeah.
Not somebody who just showed up in the city.
That's,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? I mean, you can listen to them, but understand if somebody who's been through life in the city can really, they can give you some advice that can really help you out. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And so this prophetic word is about moving the prayer mountain, which is 24-hour prayer that's in South Korea, moving it to America. Well, you know, think about IHOP, International House of Prayer, Kansas City, Mike Bickle. Bob Jones spoke that word over Mike. And, you know, there we have IHOP today.
Over 20 years in advance.
20 years in advance. And it's amazing. And we've been able to begin to mature and try to walk out a day of 24-hour prayer. Mm-hmm. And we're maturing in that now, I guess, 5 years.
Yeah.
Give us another five, we'll have it down.
That's right.
You know, and
working on it.
It's amazing. I mean, and God just answering. And we talked about the harp and bowl and all that. You got to hear the whole aspect of it. But we're just reading, what is a lighthouse prophecy then? Because if God said it's going to come to pass, and we talked about the vandals and then we talked about the day where we're going to broadcast and how God gave me a vision. He literally showed me a battleship and how what we're doing is speaking truth, launching truth.
Yeah.
And when I was in that this particular prophetic word, he talks about there's going to be there'll be the guardians of the Gulf. Mm. Think about that, the guardians of the Gulf, and that's what the battleship that was going back and forth. And it's not against people. You have to understand it's against lies and heresies and things that are being taught that are not true. And so when somebody says something that's not true, you know, these flaky teachings, if you know, if Steve Hill said it, these flaky teachings that are just kind of like snowflakes that build and build and build and build and build. And what you do is you speak truth of that. And you can almost see that's like firing the shot of truth into a snowbank. And as a matter of fact, he gave the word. The word was spiritual avalanche. That was his word that he just drove in right before he went to go be with the Lord. And you've got to hear it. You know, spiritual battleships need to be set up all around every city, just nonstop. And we got to begin to say, listen, you know, this is what God says about it in the love. You know, this is what God says about it. And you don't have to say it mean. If it's truth, it'll land like a 55 caliber in the midst of a flaky snow hill.
It'll resonate.
Because it's light. And when light shows up, it begins to reveal everything that's going on right there. And so he talks about guardian of the Gulf, and that's where we were. We're patrolling back and forth on this particular battleship, and it was just very encouraging. He's just really encouraged us, but shown us a way that we can bring in cities and share the wisdom that he's given us over these 5 years, how an entire city can have a prayer community that prays for 24 hours, but you're not doing it all yourself. And we'll be talking more about it in the future, but the wisdom he's shown us that we've been walking out and allowing him to form and mold and critique and that possibly I'm beginning to see what we can, that's the wisdom to be able to bring today's culture and who we are and how we are and how we communicate, that we can actually come into this thing 24 hours, 7 days a week, a free offering coming out of your city. Imagine that. Mm. And so And reading the Lighthouse Prophecy, just getting right back to it, and you get a full copy of this on the VFN Torch, he says that the Lord is saying, I will give this lighthouse to any sincere person who will come and begin to clean it up and put the light back in my lighthouse again. Mm. I mean, granted, that's pretty depressing sometimes when you look at somebody who's just tore it all up. They took it, and they said they were going to do something with it, and they just messed it up. Mm-hmm. Because they were doing the same thing that you were going to do with it, and if God told you that's what he wanted done, you're not disappointed about that. You're like, great, God's things are accomplished, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if they took it and just blew it up and messed it up and stopped everything and, you know, did all that damage, that vandalization, the things of God, it's just really, oh, great, you know. But he says, if you're sincere and you come back and you want to put light back in this lighthouse again, he says, I'll be with that particular person. Then he goes on to say, these ships, and remember you showed us on a battleship in the vision, these ships have the goods and all they need is the light of God's inspired word to prevent shipwrecks. And that's what we're wanting to do is just say, listen, don't go that way. Mm. You know, this is, you know, Alinsky methodologies, you know, just turn back to the light. And God's showing his dreams of people saying that they're in love with God and but at the same time, they're actually bowing down and worshiping darkness. So we talked about all that, children of the night versus children of the dark. And then he goes on and says, the Lord said he will provide the light to keep them from sinking. Then he'll go back and he'll salvage all the ones that are lost at sea. Isn't that exciting?
Wow.
And he says, the guardians of the Gulf are coming back. The guardians of the Gulf are coming back. Then he goes on a little bit more in the prophecy and he starts talking about, you know, what does vandals mean? He says, only recently have I understood what vandals are. They are Christian zealots that are not going, they're not going by the light of God. Talks about that in Romans 10, 2 through 3. There are Christian zealots that are not going by the light of God. In other words, 97% of the church, according to, well, 81% of the church, according to George Barna, are not even touching their Bibles, which means 81% are not going by the light. But there's a lot of people doing things in the name of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
So if that 81% is doing something, they're not going by the light.
I think it's called a strange fire.
Yeah, they're just going by, they're not going by the word. You got to get in the word. But even out of the 19% or 17% that are reading the word, 81% are not even picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
But the 19% that are reading it, according to George Barna, reading the light, is only 3% are actually applying it to their life and making this. In other words, they're guiding their ship based on the word of God,
mm-hmm.
which means 97%. Can easily be used as vandals.
Mm-hmm.
They can do damage because it feels good. It seems good to you. But like David found out, just because it was right to want God's presence to come into your city and come to you, there still was a light way to do it, mm-hmm. a right way to do it. And he lost Uzzah and he got fearful of God. He got angry with God because, you know, he just did it the wrong way. And he had to go back and get into the word of God to find out how to bring the presence of God the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can be, believe it or not, you know, you can profess a love for God, not get in the word and operate off your senses and your feelings and do more damage than the devil could do. Right?
That's right.
Spiritual vandalism. But he says, these are Christian zealots that don't go by the light. He says, the light is the inspired word of God. And these lawless vandals are destroying the light and writing their particular meanings, writing their own meanings and interpretation, bringing great darkness to the churches. So in other words, they're just doing great damage to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
God says this is how it needs to be and plainly in his word. And they're just saying whatever. And you have to realize if they're not in the word and you're not even talking to them about discipling them and getting them in the word, you can't expect someone to know anything about it if you haven't first asked them, do you even abide? Do you spend time in the word of God? And if they don't just beat them up. Don't beat them up or anything like that. Just say, listen, before we have this conversation about the direction of our city.
It's hard to act right if you don't know what right is. You know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, before we talk about how our marriage should go or how our family should go, let's just spend some time in the word and pray and then come back together and then we'll talk about it. It's fair, right?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be shipwrecked, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a shipwreck going on and vandalism is going to be taking place. And he goes on to say right here that ministers we'll have this revelatory gift that's going to come to this particular area that God is doing this, and this prophetic word called the Lighthouse Prophecy, Bob Jones gave, and that Paul Keith Davis is reiterating right here. He says, what we need is the brightness of God's light. What we need is the brightness of God's light to return to the lighthouse, the inspired word of the living God. The lighthouse is the glory. Think about that. The glory of God, and the law of the light will bring the tree of life, which is the glory, which is the glory of God. This glory will reveal the straight and the narrow way again. I mean, think about it. There is a wide and broad way right now. But this, I mean, to even talk about a narrow way, I mean, think about that. To even talk about a narrow way, I just realized that clock wasn't even moving.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah, thank you. Like, wow, this is, man, God's stretching the time here.
Yep.
But even to talk about a narrow way, immediately because of this vandalism in the church with God's folks, that people who profess the love of God, they come after you because they feel that that's not right. Even though you're actually just reading the scriptures, you're not. Mm-hmm. You're just saying what Jesus said, you know, right. But they don't know this. They're thinking, man, that just seems really harsh, you know. And that's what they did when Jesus talked about it. And they walked away. John chapter 6, they walked away from Jesus. And they walked away from Jesus. Some may walk away. But understand, first you have to get people into the word and understand that the narrow way begins to come back. And I personally want to be able to walk in the narrow way. I want to walk in the ways of the Lord. And it takes the grace and the mercies of God and abiding relationship to do that. And a group of ministers anointed, it says, the prophetic word goes on to say, with the revelation and gifts will be imparting hope into this area. I mean, think about hope coming back into your region. So this area that God is bringing the prayer mountain to, establishing fire mountain, bringing, restoring the ships that have been wrecked and putting light back in the lighthouse and the word of God back in its place again, back in its place again. And the narrow way being a common way versus an uncommon way, and the blessings of God come down. Imagine what it's going to be like. Hope's going to come back.
Yeah.
Right. And hope is a desire of expecting that which you desire. It's actually, I'm wanting something to take place, but you expect it to take place. And it's not a wish. It's actually hope. Mm-hmm. And I just release hope right now. As you're listening right now and you're watching this on Christian Television Network, I just want to release hope over you. I want to call you back to the things of God. I want to bring you back. Listen, the ship that's been wrecked and vandalized, I just want to tell you that God's going to restore that. He's going to bring that back up. He's going to bring 700 leaders together in this prophetic word he talks about. It's going to be, you know, none of these big eyes and little whatevers. They're just going to be like, you know, we want to help you fulfill what God wants to do in this generation, in this nation. And he is building, he's putting it back together. And God's word can defend us. We can deal with all the false teachings when the light comes back in again. It'll melt the snow. It'll melt the snow. As Steve Hill talks about the spiritual avalanche that's trying to come down on God's people. And be hopeful, because I'm going to continue talking this word, but it's just so encouraging to hear about the Lighthouse Prophecy. Steve, we want to cover as much as we can, because God's been speaking to us. And you know, we're not just reading a word where, even though we highly respect the ministry of Bob Jones, we highly respect Paul Keith Davis and, you know, what God is doing and the church even in that region. Mm-hmm. But there's things that God said to me that confirmed and said to us that we've walked through that's confirmed this word to be true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an amen to us. It's that's like, right. Yes. And that's, you know, the prophecy is about encouraging and just, yeah, it's agreement what God is saying to you, you know, in your spirit. And so when he's talking about the Lighthouse Prophecy here, he's talking about that he's going to establish a cabinet. I mean, he's talking about old cabinets and that type of thing. And when you think about a cabinet, you think about the president. He began to explain how a president has cabinets, a cabinet, which is people that help him. Mm-hmm. And there will be a cabinet established. You have the Secretary of State. You have the Secretary of Energy, the Secretary of Commerce. You have
Education, Department of Defense.
Czars. Anyway, so then the... and then you're the czar over the northern region. Okay, the... And so, but they work together for one vision. And of course, the Lord is the giver, and he's mm-hmm. the one that's doing what he's going to do. And he said, but the thing about this, and he said, the cabinet is going to be established. And it's like these 700 ministers are almost like a cabinet. And, you know, if you want something to do with energy, you go to the Secretary of Energy. If you want something to do with commerce, you go to the Secretary of Commerce. The Secretary of Energy is not all worried about what commerce is doing, and commerce is not worried about what mm-hmm. energy is doing. And that's been the difficulty in church. Everybody wants to be the Secretary of Commerce. Everybody wants to be the Secretary of Energy. And the unique thing about this word is what he's saying is, from what I'm getting from the word and what I'm seeing, is that we're going to appreciate the diversity of our giftings, and we're going to come together and realize you need to go talk to so-and-so. This is what God is speaking to him or her about, and they'll help you with that. Mm. But if you have this, this is where you come to this person, or you would come to whatever.
Right.
And so, but what confirms this is that, you know, God took me, gave me another vision. And this vision and this dream, he shows me where I'm driving down a particular road in that city, in Pensacola, where he's going to establish this prayer mountain. As I'm driving down and this road, which is, if you're in the area, it's Pine Forest Road, which is kind of where the central area of fairgrounds and all that. And I was going down, and I was talking to someone who was in the car with me, and they were totally detached. I was like, hello, you know, because I'm looking up in the out of the window, and I'm looking to the sky, and the sky was just amazingly beautiful. And there was like this big open area in the clouds and all, and a door. And then they weren't interested or whatever. And I said, this is what I said. I said, well, Pat will go with me, right? And this is right. In a dream, right? Mm-hmm. All the way, right? And so he'll tell me how to get there. Well, first you got to no, and then the whole thing switches. And there's like this big, I'm just telling you a vision. The whole thing switches. And if you're in that particular area, there's an area across from the fairgrounds that they're building a Walmart. I think there's a Walmart down there or something of that nature. But that was a big empty field out there, and there was like a big ruckus going on. It was like almost, I wouldn't say riots, but there was great upheaval, distress, you know, what we call it, unrest taking place in there. And all of a sudden, I started experiencing almost like being lifted up or whatever. And I thought, man, I'm going to heaven. This is it. It's totally over. And at first I said, you know, I started going up some, and then I said, I'm going to fall because it seemed kind of high. And then I was going a little bit further. And then, I started thinking, what about my family? Oh, my family, you know? And then I thought, I'm going to heaven. God, you got him right. And as soon as I said that, instead of going up straight up, I laid backwards. And then all of a sudden my hands are kind of hanging like this, and my spirit was being pulled up right to that doorway. And I'm thinking, I'm gone. This is it. Mm-hmm. It was a great feeling. Wow. You know, I'm leaving it with everybody. Y'all got it. I'm out of here. And when I get to this doorway, Pat and I are standing there in this dream, this vision, and we're on the other side of it. It kind of looks like a basic door. You know, it's nothing like a gold door or anything like that, but it was in the middle of the clouds. And so you're thinking, oh my goodness, this is going to be so, let's open it up, right? And I opened up the door, and what I saw was old cabinets. I saw old cabinets, and I'm thinking, what?
Great.
What meanest thou this, right? You know, the cabinets were there. Yeah. And what a lot of people want to do is they just want to do everything new.
Mm.
But if you do that, you'll leave God out of the picture, because God has been forever.
Mm. Us in Ohio tried that.
Right, exactly. And the thing is that you've got to go back and repent and establish and heal the ships that have been attacked. The ships that have been attacked are God's people. Mm. You can't just say, oh, despite what I did and what happened, let's just move on. That's God's people. Whatever we do to the body of Christ, we do to Jesus. So it's about all of us moving into this thing. And he's talking about these ships are going to be brought up. Their leadership's going to be healed. And we're going to go in one direction. And so we saw the cabinets. It's like, and the big question was, you know, this is not heaven. And but God was just showing what God was going to speak through Bob Jones, that he was going to establish a cabinet. And these old cabinets are going to be reestablished again. And the cabinet's like a president has a cabinet. These 700 members of the cabinet, that they won't be jealous and envious of each other, but they'll work together for the betterment of the nation, for the church, and for the nation. The nation will be impacted. It's pretty interesting. The word over Pensacola region in the South was, it's the womb of Pensacola. The womb, it used to be called the hub city. It's the womb of America.
Of the nation, right.
Of the nation. And it used to be called the hub area. Mm-hmm. And so we got so much more to share with you in the future. We really enjoyed it. You can go to vfntv.com, go to the torch that burns in the upper left hand corner right there, or some of the things you can see in the middle, and you can read the prophecy in full, the Lighthouse prophecy. But we're going to continue on in the future programs telling you what our experiences are so you can see why we are so excited about this. God bless.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.